Agencies have made little progress over the last 2 years protecting their data and computer networks. It's according to a new Government Accountability Office report reviewing 24 agencies' implementation of the Federal Information Security Management Act. GAO finds most agencies still struggle with access control, configuration management, segregating IT responsibilities away from a single systems administrator, including a couple other categories. Greg Wilshusen is the Director of Information Security Issues at GAO, and he joins me now to talk more about it. Hi there, Greg. Thanks for coming on.
Good morning, Jared. Pleasure to be here.
Glad to have you. And just looking across the categories of weaknesses in your report, all 24 agencies had weaknesses in configuration management in 13, then down to 22 in 14. No change on access control, 22 in both years, 15 both years in segregation of duties, 18 both years in contingency planning, and then from 24 to 23 on security management. I mean, I guess really the fundamental question is, why is this still a persistent challenge? I mean, you guys have had IT security on the high-risk list since, what, 1997?
Yes, that's correct. It's been since 1997, and it continues to be a challenge for many agencies. And I think there are a number of factors for that. One is just the complexity and changing aspect to computing systems and computing environments operated by the federal government. They're very large. They're very complex. Much of the software that is used in federal agencies is sometimes riddled with software deficiencies that need to be patched. And often these are, sometimes they're known, and so they should be patched timely. In other cases, the deficiencies may not yet be known, and these are sometimes called zero-day threats. The other aspect is that the threat environment to federal systems, as it is for most organizations, is getting much more sophisticated and some may say active as well. And so consequently, the two factors of having a very active threat environment and vulnerabilities in the systems create elevated levels of risk.
And before we beat up on agencies too much, it is, of course, important to note that your work here looked at 2013 and 2014, which was before the OPM breach, of course, and before the cyber sprint that OMB started in response to that. And I think they did tackle some of these issues, a big effort, for example, on two-factor authentication. I mean, based on what you've seen over the last few months, might we be having a different conversation a year from now if we're looking back at 2015?
Possibly. You know, hopefully we'll be showing an uptick, if you will, in the preparedness and effectiveness of agencies' identification and authentication procedures, because more agencies presumably are having increasing percentages of their users using multi-factor authentication. But one thing with the cyber sprint, there was a 30-day effort, and as you know, cybersecurity is not really a sprint, it's more of a marathon, and these processes and these controls need to be implemented on a day-in, day-out basis. And so a lot will determine on what happens now and what happens next in terms of assuring that agencies are prepared and implementing the controls to address and mitigate their cyber risks.
And there was, of course, an update to FISMA itself in 2014. Did that seem to make much of a difference, and how have agencies gone about implementing that successfully or no?
Well, it may be too early to tell, but one of the positive things about the 2014 FISMA Modernization Act is that it helped to clarify the roles and responsibilities of not only the Office of Management and Budget, but primarily the Department of Homeland Security in providing assistance to federal agencies in implementing their information security programs and helping OMB to oversee the implementation of those programs. So it does give some additional statutory authorities to the Department of Homeland Security in helping its sister organizations across the executive branch.
You talked about the increasing threat environment earlier, and the report notes that the number of incidents agencies are reporting to U.S. CERT has grown every year since 2006, probably a surprise to nobody, but 67,000 in fiscal 2014. I guess one thing I wonder is, have we seen a meaningful change in the types of those incidents over the years? In other words, are agencies getting any better at stopping or preventing certain categories?
Well, I think that's a good question, and I think one of the factors causing the increase, or at least the reported increase in these incidents, is the fact that agencies' procedures for detecting and reporting incidents have improved over the time. And so that's one of the factors. Of course, the other factor is the fact that systems are agency systems are still vulnerable and there's an active threat environment. But in terms of any particular change in the type of security incidents that have occurred, I can't say we identified a trend there. But there are certainly a large number of these reported incidents which are non-cyber. About 25% of these are incidents that may have resulted in personally identifiable information that might have been sent to the wrong individual or other paper-based types of incidents. But the majority of them, about 75%, relate to different aspects of cybersecurity issues, either from internal or external sources.
The report also calls out some inconsistencies agency to agency in the way that they're actually implementing the reporting requirements under FISMA, and inconsistent application by IGs, I guess, is the way you put it.
Yes.
What are you getting at there, and what did you see in terms of those inconsistencies?
Well, what we found is as we reviewed the IGs reports that they're required to submit under FISMA, that a number of IGs were reporting they had to make two key determinations. One, whether or not the agency had a program in place for 11 different security categories and types of controls, and then whether or not for that program and for that security control type, the agency had present in its procedures a number of attributes. And what we found is that in some cases, an IG at one agency, for example, might have said that the agency did not have a program in place when it identified two or three or four or five attributes that were not present, whereas another agency or another IG at another agency may have said, yes, the program is present, but it didn't address the same two, three, or four, or five attributes. So there is an inconsistency in the way IGs were reporting their agency's performance among these security control categories. And that was due in part, we believe, to the guidance that OMB provided to the agencies and the agency IGs for reporting under FISMA.
And do your recommendations get at that specific point in terms of how to fix that inconsistency?
Yes, it does. And we made our recommendation to OMB to coordinate with the Department of Homeland Security and other stakeholders to develop more meaningful guidance to help eliminate those inconsistencies. And OMB generally concurred with our recommendation.
All right, very good. Greg Wilshusen, Director of Information Security Issues at GAO. Thanks as always, Greg.
Thank you very much, Jared.